Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We are back live here at the United Center. Chuck Swirsky, my main man, Bill Winnington.
Hey, Chuck, have you ever heard of Murphy's Law?
I have. Everything that could go wrong goes right. Yeah,
exactly. And have you ever heard of Cole's Law?
No.
No, it's thinly sliced cabbage and salad dressing. It's really good.
And Will Winnington played with Michael. Will, thanks so much for taking some time with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
And that brings Bill Winnington off Chicago's bench.
Jordan. Turn around. Oh! And the power jam!
He's added a little something to the Bulls' offense here from the power forward spot.
Who, coach?
Gets his first point.
Winnington again with a slam.
The man's going hard to the basket. Winnington at two hoops.
Are you going to double team Jordan? If they do, if you double team, they're going to spot up. Michael finds the open lane. Winnington with a jam. 3.1 remaining. Timeout, New York. That was outstanding.
It is the beef Winnington. Only in Chicago could a second string center become a fast food immortal.
We're back with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, live from the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar in Lindenhurst. Presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be.
Mark Crotty and Robbie Maklof with you, indeed, live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, and pulling up alongside of us here at the Score table at the Lynx Sports Bar with a full, well, not a full beer anymore.
Not anymore. When you started that sentence.
Bill Winnington now has about a half a beer, and that's the way we like it, Bill.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys having me out here. And just so my friends know that they're listening, and I've already gotten texts that I got caught belly up at the bar. It's not a secret, Bill and Michelle. I'm allowed to be belly up at the bar in the summertime.
As I told you, it's not a secret. It was a plan.
It was a plan.
Like, you just came in here, Billy from the block just walks in here, and he was ready to go. He came right up to the table. He was ready to jump on. We're like, no, we'll wait a little while, 4 o'clock. So you hung out at the bar for a little while, saw you over there by the circus setup, taking a couple shots into the roughage there.
Very, very cool, the golf simulators they got set up here. Nice spot. I got to work on my game, apparently. Obviously, when I play by myself, I score much better.
Yeah,
it's always the case.
Set the rules for yourself.
Of course,
You set some real rules. By the way, did you see the T-shirt that Rami Maklof
that's you right
is
there
wearing today?
Mac.
Look
can
at
I
that.
Call you Mac?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's kind of nice. I mean, I like it because I have hair.
Yeah, you do.
Something
you do
I don't have
anymore. Tight, man.
And the couple of hairs I have left on my face are not brown anymore.
That's tight right there.
Kind of grayish.
Just for you, Bill.
This is a big moment right here.
Thank you. I am very impressed that you still have that shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought it recently.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Like 3 years ago.
Oh, I thought that you've been like wearing and washing. I guess it would be a little bit more worn down.
Also, would it fit like this was 30 years ago?
Yeah.
This wouldn't fit me.
That would be a little. It would, now that I think about it, it would be pretty suspect in a lot of ways if you were still wearing a shirt that you wore 30
years ago.
That'd
be a little weird. That'd be a little weird. But
yeah. God bless you for doing it.
I sought it out. I love this. I had this shirt when I was a kid. I loved it, and I sought it out and bought it again.
Yeah. There you go. It's a good shirt. I'm going to be honest. I have a couple left in the garage somewhere in a container.
Bull stuff?
Yeah.
Like old. So it's made its way. Yeah. So what do you do with all? Is there just one place in the house where you keep all of the Bull stuff, like memories? I don't know what that would exactly entail.
We have a big container with a bunch of stuff in it, different things and. I don't want to call them scrapbooks because it's not really scrapbooks, but just memorabilia and stuff that I collected up through that era here that I had. Yeah. And I have stuff in my summer house from Dallas and Sacramento, but all my Chicago stuff is here.
Nice.
Scrapbooking.
You keep the rings, though. Keep the rings someplace special, though. That's not just in the...
No,
the box
the rings are actually in a safe deposit box, which is good and bad. It's great, but you never see them because the only time I go, I have to, if I go somewhere, it has to be a plan.
Exactly, okay? Totally.
All right, I'm going to a juvenile diabetes or a boys club fundraiser, and I got to go get my ring.
Yeah.
And so I got to make a trip to the bank to open it up and get it because, you know, you just don't know.
Sure.
You don't know.
I like to know things.
Well, maybe this is the time that I admit this to you with all humility, Bill, that I actually own, somehow, some way, I do own a World Series ring in my life because I was lucky enough to have been a Cubs bro. I did pre and post for the Cubs in 2016, so I was kind of like part of the team, so I somehow did manage to get a World Series ring.
Nice.
And so I've run into some of the issues that, like, when I first got it, of course, I wore it all over the place. I was really excited, bragged, used it to my benefit in whatever way possible. and it got to the point where my mom, who would always say, what are you doing with that ring? Are you going to put it somewhere? Are you going to put it in a safety deposit box? Are you going to do something with it? And she's like, every time she said it, she's absolutely right, because it would be devastating to lose something like this. So finally, point of my story is finally, it was about a month ago, I finally conceded, gave the ring to my mom to take care of, and she put it in a safe. So, but to your point now, when I want it for something like this, I might have brought out the ring to show to people, but it has to be this whole plan now to get the ring.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's good to have it. The only good thing I could say is, I mean, obviously, the ring's got your name on it.
Yeah, it does.
So if something does happen to it, so someone decides they want it more than you and they're willing to do whatever they need to do to get it, it's going to be theirs because once they start showing it to people, everyone's going to know.
That's true. That's true.
So that's the only saving grace. But, like, do you really want to go through that? No.
No.
So it's better to just keep it locked up.
100%.
Yeah, I keep my Little League Championship trophy at my mom's house. It's safe and sound there.
Poor Rami.
Yeah, that
you're
thing
so
is not
cute.
Going.
You'll get there someday. Don't worry. You'll be like us and have a championship ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you poor guy. Bill, let's you and I hang out.
There you go. We can do that.
This guy's not cool. I can't ask Bill questions.
I will say this. I've seen the Cubs ring. And rings today are so much bigger than they used to be.
They really are.
Yeah.
It's like it's a competition now.
It really is on how big you can make it. And they have now compartments that open on the rings that have different things. It's unbelievable.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Different rings. I know Golden State had a ring that had it opened up somehow and showed – something.
Yeah, the Bucks championship ring a couple of years ago, you opened it up and had a QR code in there and you scanned it and it had like a highlight reel, like a yearbook of that year's championship team.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. You know what? Honestly, bit much. That's a bit much. It's kind of losing its sanctity a little bit. Yeah.
I don't get it because the rings we got, which now are small, I know Brandon Faber worked for the Blackhawks when they won their three, and their rings were just enormous. Right. And our rings are big, so you wear them. They're huge. So it's not, I don't want to say, no, I will say, it's uncomfortable to wear them. They're just that big.
Oh, yeah, they stand out.
And you go out, and it's like, and his ring's like twice the size. I'm like, how do you wear that? I mean, first it's heavy, but then obviously, unless you wear it, you got to wear it on your left hand because every time you shake hands, it hurts. It's just metal and steel.
Like, hello,
gold
in
your fingers.
Ow.
And it's just like, you know, these are the hardships of being a champion. I'm sorry. You got to deal with it.
Life is hard at the top. Life is hard at the top, Bill.
We were talking earlier, Bill, about the situation going on right now in the NBA Finals and this NBA postseason, and specifically the New York Knicks looking for a brand new head coach and finding themselves asking for permission to various head coaches and getting rejected to even have the opportunity to talk to and perhaps trade for one of these coaches. The latest name that came up was Billy Donovan, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, and the Bulls rejected them and said, no, you cannot talk to Billy Donovan. What do you think about that in general? Like, how important is Billy Donovan to these Chicago Bulls right now?
I think Billy's very important. I think the players like and respect Billy very much, and he's done excellent with what he has right now to get us where we are and what's going on. And I understand why New York would want Billy Donovan. I mean, he's a Long Island guy. And, you know, he grew up in Long Island, and he's a New York guy. So they'd love to have him back there. But I believe he's really a big part of this team. And with what the front office is showing so far, that's the direction they're going right now. So to change the coach at this point would be, I think, a detriment to the Bulls right now. With the plan, it looks like, again, I don't know exactly what the plan is, but the plan it looks like they're taking, Billy's a big part of it. And you don't want to change that now and really start to have to go in a different direction.
What do you make of that Knicks situation? To fire Tom Thibodeau after winning 50-plus games, going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then seemingly not have a real plan or replacement in place, and now they're on their fifth option based on what we know in
Are
their
they?
Head coaching search.
Are they?
I mean, that's what I've deduced. It sounds like you maybe have a different deduction.
I don't know. I like to think, the cynical mind that I have, is that they have a plan and that now they're just reaching out, covering all the bases, and that they had a plan all along. And I don't know what that plan is. And I understand a point of view that they may have had. You look at, it was a social media post a week or so ago, right shortly after it happened, that Tom Thibodeau's record here in Chicago was better than it was in New York in the 5 years that he was here. And he took the Bulls to the Eastern Conference Finals and then didn't do so well after that. So if you're just looking at that and you're the New York Knicks and you say, well, look what he did with Chicago. He's done. He's the same place. That's not good enough. We got to go in a different direction. If that's what you're thinking, then I understand that. Now, me, as a person at the general manager that I'm not, I would have said, okay, we're growing. We've gotten better every year. He's done great. We get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's see what happens next year. And again, that's me. That's what I would have done. But I can't argue with them saying, that's not good enough. We're going in a different direction. So it's, you know, it's tough. But having said that, when you fire him, I have to believe that they have someone in mind.
Yeah, I guess you better.
Once you have someone in mind, you still have to go and cover all the bases. Make sure maybe something's better.
Yeah.
Maybe Billy Donovan is better than something they had in mind.
Right. So, at least give the... Yeah, sometimes it's just giving the illusion to whomever needs to hear it or
no,
see it.
No, wait. People don't do that. Stop it. Got to be kidding me.
Right.
You mean people are just doing things for show?
Hey, maybe the Chicago Bears. Remember how many candidates they have? Rami, you still counting the candidates
yes.
that the Bears had?
83.
Like,
I believe the number was 83 candidates.
Was it going to be Ben Johnson all along? So sometimes some people need to have that reassurance or that appearance. You're right, that no stone is unturned.
Correct.
That we have gone to the ends of the earth to bring in Stan Van Gundy.
There you go.
How about a Van Gundy? Is it time for another Van Gundy?
Maybe they'll both come back.
Oh, how about that? Have the Van Gundys ever done that where one was – no, they're both too big in the world now. They couldn't have both been on the same staff.
Was Stan an assistant on Jeff's staff?
On the Knicks staff?
I think so. I think he might have been.
Okay. I mean, maybe.
I think he might have been.
That's possible.
I have a vague memory of that.
We'll figure that out. But Tibbs, though, does Tibbs outwear his welcome because of just the nature of Tibbs?
Well, here's my issue, and I like Tom. I mean, Tom is a great person.
Yeah.
And
he's
though. And he's a very good coach,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The knock on Tom, obviously, and everyone talks about it, is he plays seven guys too much.
Uh-huh.
And then it wears out, and it just doesn't – but – they didn't give him a chance to find out how he adjusts this coming year. He got to where he was, and yes, you lost to Indiana, which no one thought you were going to lose to Indiana. But wait a minute, what's Indiana doing to OKC right now?
Right,
like they're a good team, and they've connected, and they're playing really well right now. They're playing physical, they play great defense, and their offense is moving. They have various guys just like OKC that they can rely on. It's not one or two guys carrying the load. They got five guys that can scoring 15 to 20 points every night, and they got one guy that's kind of special on Haliburton. So they're a good team. So I think they jumped the gun a little bit in New York, but, you know, that's my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Do you think this – you brought up the finals. Do you think this NBA Finals is changing the way teams look at roster construction? Because this isn't the big two or the big three and these star-studded laden rosters. These are sort of – good pieces that were all put together with a vision in mind of the style of basketball they play.
I think that's been happening for a little bit, and I think that was going on. If you look at this year, all the good teams were good rosters. I mean, I hate to throw the Lakers under the bus, but it's much fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't hate doing that at all.
I mean, you know, they tried, and they even had a midseason trade that was like unbelievable, that no one can believe happened, yeah. And what did it do for them?
Zippo.
And the teams that are winning and playing really well right now are the teams that are well-rounded, have a bunch of guys on the team that know what they're doing and play well, and they all fit together well. And I think that's good basketball. So I know some people will argue, well, you know, it's two small markets, who cares? If you like basketball, these games are terrific. They are fun to watch.
Yep.
And before the series started, everyone said that Indiana would be lucky to win a game. You know, if they win one, that'll be it. But this series is terrific.
Oh, yeah.
They're good games.
2-1 now.
Yeah, going back and forth, and it's just fun basketball. So if you're a basketball guy or girl, it's fun to watch. It's just good games.
When did you start hating the Lakers, and why? Has that always been part of your
DNA?
Well,
it started in '88 when they beat us in the Western Conference Finals, and I was with the Mavericks. So that was the big part.
Okay.
But then after that, it's just, you know, it's the Lakers.
The Lakers,
you know?
Right. The Lakers. I got you. I wasn't sure if that's
what it
was.
Like, it's
simple as
just
that.
Like in the '90s, I met a lot of people that hated the Bulls because they won too much.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, LeBron right now? Do you think he's just kind of coasting to the end, or what do you think of him? I mean, is he going to get another championship? Or
I don't think he's going to get another championship. I think he's a great player.
Yeah.
I think he's done, and what he's doing at his age is amazing, and it deserves to be talked about because he's playing well. But Michael Jordan's still the GOAT. I would still put Kobe Bryant before him as my
before
second.
Before LeBron.
And then we'd have a good discussion on third, whether it's Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or LeBron.
Oh, you know, oh, wow. Actually, come to think of it, now that I remember it, your partner on the Bulls broadcasts, Chuck Swirsky, I don't think he's even got him in his top five. Maybe he does not like LeBron. Am I right about that, about Chuck? I know. I'm asking you to speak for Chuck.
I'm not.
I'm doing it.
Chuck has never been decisive with me on that subject,
okay.
So I'm not 100% sure.
I thought he said something.
But I could agree with that.
Yeah.
That I would not argue.
He's not even close to Kareem or something like that. Get out of here.
Again, and for all you haters out there, I'm not saying LeBron James is
not good. I see you over there, Rich Wyatt.
greatest producer ever.
That's pretty good. Rich Wyatt. He is.
Engineer, sorry.
And he does everything, actually, Rich, for us.
Yes.
And honestly, you got to see. I mean, the United Center is a big building, and there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice when you get to an event like this where everything's pretty much compact, and if he has to run to fix something, he's running 10 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Where at the United Center, if he's got to run, like if Alyssa has a problem, he's got to run like 100 yards upstairs, and figure out where all the wires are going and what's plugged in. And then, gosh forbid, someone at the United Center unplugs something that's like over by the trucks,
is like,
I don't even know where that is. People disappear for hours and they'll come back and we're sitting there waiting for things to happen.
Shaking his head, that thing was unplugged. I can't believe it. It was unplugged. Oh, man. And when you're not tending to, so what you're saying too, in the midst of that, I caught you, Alyssa Bergamini, who does the pre and post game, a little high maintenance. Like she always needs something, apparently. Is that what you're saying? Oh, no, that's not what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But Alyssa is absolutely fantastic and so much fun to work with. We have a good time.
I love listening to you. Bergs are hilarious at the ends of games oftentimes when you guys do your little post-game wrap-up or when you and Chuck start telling jokes.
Yeah, some game, and unfortunately for the Bulls, sometimes that's what we have to do. But you know,
I understand that.
There have been times where things have not been going as we would have hoped.
Understood.
I get it. This is entertainment.
Yes.
We're talking sports. I'm doing my job.
Right.
And I love my job.
Bulls got to be better.
And I love the Bulls, but sometimes you got to talk about other things.
Yes, you do. No, I get it. Hey, Pat Hughes, Hall of Famer, on this radio station, when things get there's a little bit of distance in the game, winning or losing. Hey, Zach, do you have a trivia question? Do you have something that you can entertain the people with? This game is getting exhausting. We could just get a question or two. I understand that. We're not going to have to do a lot of that next year. Are the Bulls going to be – are they going to be back in the playoffs next year? What's going
playoffs,
on, man?
Not playing.
Did you guys hear
playoffs.
About that
yeah,
one
not
where
playing.
The tall guy walked into the bar? He was belly up at the bar and he had no hair. you know what?
I want wins.
We all want wins. And I'm sure AK and Mark Eversley want wins. And, again – you look where we're starting and what's going to happen, and we get the 12th draft pick this year.
Yes,
in the draft, and
it's coming soon. Is that next week.
One would think that there's going to be some kind of deal made somewhere for something, whether it's to move up in the draft or just to get another player. But everyone's afraid to use this rebuilding, but we're in a growth stage, to speak.
Growth. Okay.
I'm going to throw that word.
I like
out there.
That growth stage. We're all growing all the time. I feel like
yes, yeah. And that's where we are right now, and. We could speculate everything. I mean, right now, rumors are flying around. Four-team deals. This isn't going to happen. Giannis wants out. The Bulls are trying to do this.
Oh, Giannis, yeah.
You know, and Durant already has a team picked, and we're going to go here. there's so much going on right now, and some of it's true, and some of it's just a lot of agent fodder that happens. And we'll see what happens. But obviously, I don't think you could honestly say anyone would say they're happy with what happened last year with the final record winning 39 games and obviously losing in the play-in. So the growth is going to happen.
You mentioned earlier not many people giving the Pacers a chance heading into the finals. Am I not giving them enough credit to say that the gap between where the Bulls are and that best team in the Eastern Conference being the Indiana Pacers right now, not as wide as it's been in the past with more star-studded teams?
There's a couple of people this year have asked me, like, you know, the Bulls aren't that far away. And they're not that far away. You need a couple of players. You're going to have to fill some spots. You look at with what the trades they've made the last couple of years in DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. And I love Vooch. He's my favorite Bull because he's a center.
Mm-hmm.
And,
of course.
You know, and
he can shoot from the outside. Like
he can shoot from the outside like me, and I like his game. But you have to wonder, is he going to be around long? Like, does he fit into exactly what we're trying to do? And I'll put it one thing. I like his game. I think he does. But he's older. And we have now become a team that's pretty young. So you have to look at our window of opportunity. And if we're looking to grow and get better, is Vooch fit into that? And you know, maybe he does. Maybe he's the guy that helps younger guys get better. But if I'm being realistic, I think, well, you know, he's on the outside of the box. By the time we're really ready to start winning, Vooch is going to be 37 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, are we there? So you have to worry about that. I mean, you look at our three-point shooting. It hasn't been the greatest. It's been inconsistent. It's at times, it's been terrific. There were three or four games in a row this season where the Bulls' three-point shooting was terrific, but coming down the stretch, it kind of faltered a little bit. So it hasn't been that consistent that you need. We got to see what Patrick Williams can do. He hasn't lived up to the bill yet.
And it feels like that's winding down. And it's, I feel like. Yeah.
But it's, yeah. If you're, again, it's starting to get to the point, at least for me, and I like Patrick Williams. Patrick Williams is an NBA player. But if you're thinking he's going to be that fourth pick in the NBA and be that guy that's going to get 20 to 30 points every night, that might not be what he's going to be. So you have to look at all the positions right now, what's going on. Josh Giddey, I think Josh did a great job. I love what Josh did as a point guard. He's a free agent this year. What's going to happen with that? We got to figure that out. Coby White and Io are both going to be free agents at the end of next season. You got to figure out where we're going with that. So this is where all the growth comes in the plan. And again, I'm not privy to the front office and what they're thinking and what direction we want to go. And I'm not obviously not privy to the phone calls they're getting about different deals and things that can happen. But, you know, as a fan watching all the games, I can see things and I can speculate a little bit, but I'm, you know, my opinion means no more than anyone else's. So it's just what we see.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like that Matas Puzelis, Coby White, and that guy Josh Giddey, those three guys will be, unless there's something I'm missing or a trade that I'm missing, that those are the three guys that in theory they're gonna build around. So they're going to get a deal done with Giddey, right? At this point.
I would believe that. Yeah. I think that they have something and they've started something. And then especially with the way that Matas has progressed. And, yeah. And again, Matas is another guy I love. As a young guy, he just came in and he's a sponge. He's
what's
just sucking
what's
up everything.
What's the ceiling for a player like that? I don't even know if there's a comp for him, a guy that he reminds you of, like where we're going. Because like Kendall Gill thinks that this guy has like superstar ability.
The sky's the limit right now. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar, but he's going to be a really good player. The way he plays tough. He's hard. He plays hard. He can play very physical. He has the ability to put the ball on the floor. He's shooting the ball better. He's confident on the floor. He's not afraid of anyone. He'll guard anyone.
He really is fearless.
And steps up to the challenge.
It's pretty rare for rookies these days. Yeah. That fearless factor. I love that.
And you know he's fun to watch. I mean, I love the fact he'll get down the floor and he loves to dunk on people, which is something I like to do when I was younger. Now I like to look at the rim and think, I used to be able to touch that.
Hey, look at that. It's an old friend.
I used to be able to touch that with my head.
I'm not allowed to contact you anymore.
From the top of my fingers is 9 feet 2 inches. And I haven't touched a rim in years.
Me neither, Bill. Me neither. It's been a minute.
Prime Bill Wennington. Like what is it, St. John's days in terms of your athletic ability? Okay, I mean obviously you were great with the Bulls. Could you do some pretty slick dunking at St. John's?
At St. John's, yeah. Even when I was at the Bulls, I could dunk.
I know. I've seen you dunk.
I could literally hit my head on the rim.
Ooh. Wow.
So that's 36
inches. You
got to
be careful, man. Yeah.
Yeah, in high school, I hurt myself. when I was in high school, one time, and I hurt myself. But those are pipe dreams now. They're not even – I'm at a basketball camp now. I have a basketball camp in Lake Forest.
You're just like one of us
man. And the kids are all going, hey, can you dunk? I'm like, no. they're like, why not?
What good are you?
I said, because I'm 62 years old and 40 pounds heavier than I was when I was playing.
Kids,
no.
Have you seen Marcus Johnson, formerly of the Bucks? He dunks every year on his birthday and puts it up on social media.
I think he's 61 or 62 years old, wow. still throwing it down.
It's not worth it.
I was fortunate.
He's throwing these down.
I drank Yinglings on my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
No.
Oh. So you don't just drink Yinglings on your birthday?
No, I drink them often.
He said on his birthday. He didn't say
on my birthday. I do drink them.
Oh, I got you. Technicality. My bad.
I played for the Dallas Mavericks. In the 80s. I was drafted by Dallas in 85, and we had an assistant coach, Clifford Ray.
Don't remember the name.
Played with the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
And
Clifford Ray.
Did he play in Chicago?
Really?
He played in Chicago.
In what year, decade? Are you talking about like in the 80s? Really?
No, in the 70s.
70s, okay. That's why I don't remember it.
Cliff was...
I like to think I know my vintage Bulls pretty well, but no, that doesn't...
Great human being, great guy. Cliff, he was a phenomenal player.
So is he a real person or is Bill making this up right now?
1971 to 1974.
Okay, so yeah. That was very...
Cliff was our assistant coach.
Okay.
And back in those days, in the All-Star game, they had the Veterans game. They were playing. So
The
veterans would play.
Oh, yeah, the old-timer
the alumni
game.
The old-timers
game. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for 2 years, I watched Clifford warm up and get ready to play in that game. And as a young guy, I'm young back then. I'm in my early 20s.
You know,
24, 25 years old. I was drafted when I was 23. I'm thinking to myself, I am never doing that. It just looks like, and he was trying to dunk, and he was working hard, and I'm looking at Clifford, and I love Clifford.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, what are you doing, dude? You're going to get hurt. I'm not doing that.
Who are you trying to impress, Cliff?
But it was good. But you know what? In some ways, I missed that because it was actually fun to watch, but then – obviously, guys started to get hurt, so they canceled it. They erased that game.
It's like, okay, this was not the intention. We were just looking to have a little fun out here, maybe have a couple of beers. But guys
would take it serious and get warmed up, and they want to play. And I remember Johnny Redpur, the great broadcaster in Chicago.
Course,
he'd talk about that, and
we'd
go over some films sometime. We'd see Johnny making the passes.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, is it like that Court of Dreams game? We played. Rich Wyatt and I both played in that game, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's right.
You guys were pretty serious out there. You and Chuck battling wits, going back and forth that day.
You two guys, though, it was kind of unfair that you guys just went at each other and just you guys had scored 40 points each, and everyone else was just kind of standing ball hogs.
People underestimated me.
It's like Magic versus Bird, you know, when they get out there, it's
kind of what it was.
Exactly,
actually.
It's a two-man show.
Phil, we're going to let you continue to wander about and have fun out here at the bar. But do you know Chuck, your partner, Chuck Swirsky, is do you know he's emceeing this big Pope event? Do you know about? You've been hearing about all this?
I've heard about that.
Yeah,
it's a great honor.
Yes,
and I'm so happy for Chuck because he is a very faithful.
He is
a person, and
the
as
body
am
of
I.
Christ. Yes,
and
yes.
It's a really neat thing. And if again, we're talking about the Pope, he's the first Pope from the United States, and if you're Catholic in this country, that's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of
a big deal, and. Yeah. And he just happens to be a Sox fan.
Yeah, yeah. How about that?
There you go.
We got to figure out if he's also a Bulls fan. You know, I mean, he's got to be a Bulls and Bears fan.
People have only mentioned the Sox.
It's weird. And of course, he's not. Like, we don't need him to be a Cubs fan. Nobody needs that.
Fine.
But
yeah.
he's got to be a Bears fan, Bulls fan, a Blackhawks fan too. Let it fly, man. Let's hear it all. Chuck's got to get that out of him, man.
Yep. That sounds like it's going to be a neat event. So.
Yes, no doubt about
it. You get a backstage pass?
Are you going to be his assistant MC out there?
Unfortunately, I will not be here. I'll be back east visiting the family and stuff.
Okay. Bill, you're the best. Bill Wennington, ladies and gentlemen.
This guy.
That's what a 90s bull looks like right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Old.
Oh, man. We are having a good time. We are live out here at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. We are overdue for a break. I am Mark Rohde. He is Rami Makhlouf. When we come back, Pat Hughes has a musical question for us. It's coming up next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ian Anderson, boy, he could play that flute.
Yeah! Welcome back live to the Lynx Golf Club and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. I am Mark Rohde, along with Rami Makhlouf. We get to be here with you up until 6 o'clock tonight, and you heard the voice of Pat Hughes, the Hall of Famer, the voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I am told I have yet to hear this as of yet, but apparently Pat Hughes, during a Cubs broadcast, threw out a very provocative, interesting, if you will, question to Ron Coomer to attempt to answer. So here's the question that Pat Hughes asked.
Getting set for the top of the ninth here in Philadelphia. And it's the Cubs with an 8-4 lead over the Phillies. Is that jailhouse rock?
We just had some Elvis on there for you. And I could just see Pat getting a little groove on here in the booth. Yeah.
Hey, yay. Top of the ninth, Michael Busch to lead things off. Cubs lead 8-4.
Oh, I could just see the days, Mr. Hughes.
I like to ask people if you had to discard, if some wicked person said you can only save the music of four artists,
yeah,
either a group or a single singer, which music would you hold on to?
Wow.
And you'd have to get rid of, I mean, again, this is not a nice person forcing you to make that difficult decision, but it's a fun thing. You really narrow it down.
Yeah.
And you could save four, you could save five, whatever you want to say, but it's a fun discussion to have. At least I found it enjoyable.
That's a mean guy, I'll tell you that.
It is, but but you get right to the heart of the matter.
You figure it out quick.
Right?
So that is Pat asking the question to Ron Coomer
right there as they start to figure this out on what they would like. What albums or catalogs would you keep? Three of them. Here is how Pat and Coomer answered the question.
Both of us would have to mention The Boss.
Yeah, I would be. Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen would be somebody I'd have to hold on to him.
Yep, absolutely. I would be a yes for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Seger would definitely be a keeper on my list.
Yeah. I don't know if I could go against the wind on that one.
Oh, clever. Here's a pitch down low. You made a very quick night move on that one. One ball and two strikes on Matt Shaw. Two down in the inning.
So, Bob Seger, I don't know about Bob Seger. Did Coom also give an answer, or is it just Pat the answer?
I only heard Pat's answer there. I didn't hear Coom's answer.
All right. Okay.
Well, you know Coom well enough. Grody, who do you think? He did not, because the inning ended, but you know who Coom's going with.
I know he probably went with Pearl Jam, I would say, right? Maybe Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, I think The Boss and PJ. That's probably good guesses there.
Yeah, I think that's most likely. That'd probably go along with one of the ones that I would have. But, Rami, what would be yours?
This is an impossible question. I mean, I'm going to answer.
It is an impossible.
It's bad radio if I just go too hard to answer. Let's move on.
This is silly.
But it's a crazy question to try and answer as you start going through. I start with the Beatles.
Okay. That's pretty good.
That's my lock.
Pretty good.
They just go right in. After that, it gets really, really hard. You brought up Pearl Jam.
Yeah, you'd go there too. Are you in that?
Probably have Pearl Jam
in
there.
Good.
Yeah. I got to go a little bit old school hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the old battle of Biggie and Tupac for me, which was the battle in the 90s and early 2000s. I think I go Tupac partly because of the recent revelations of Diddy, who is a close confidant of Biggie.
Yeah, can't like Diddy songs anymore.
Probably
can't
go
put
Tupac. And speaking of people who we probably can't put on the list anymore, I would probably have Kanye West on the list, if not for recent developments. So instead, my more recent, more modern rapper would probably be Kendrick Lamar.
I think
that's my four.
Kendrick Lamar.
I got two in the rock world, two in the hip hop and rap world, and I think I'm set.
Pretty good, pretty diverse. Yeah, it is so safe. Can you believe so safe to go with Kendrick Lamar?
Gotta leave Led Zeppelin out.
Yeah, I mean that was going through my
head. Leave Jimmy out.
I mean, in my case too. Like I do love what Nirvana puts out there. I'd probably
gotta leave Nirvana out of my list.
You gotta leave Nirvana out of a list like that. Tanny, I'm dying to hear what yours would be. I don't know if this is fair to even ask you, but
that's totally fair. You think I'm not ready for this one?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I am anxious. Anxious to hear.
Yeah,
what you would say.
I'm going for a little variety, right? So I've got the Stones, I got Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
I've got Gangstar, and I could not decide Michael Jackson or James Brown. I think I'm going James Brown. So Stones, Stevie Wonder, Gangstar, James Brown.
Wow.
I mean, if we can put Michael Jackson in, I'm putting Kanye in. I'm just going to...
No, no, no.
I'm just saying, all right? If we're separating the artist from the art, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if we're living in a world where someone can do this and make you pick only four artists, several other things have gone wrong, so we're not going to worry about who
Fair
did
enough.
What.
Michael Jackson is dead. Are you happy? Can't you just give us this one, man?
Just saying.
Oh, man. Alex, do you have somebody?
See, Rami brought up Kendrick and Tupac.
Yeah.
But I'm going to add Prince and Mariah Carey to that, too.
Wow. Great additions.
Okay.
Great additions.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, those are. Can I throw an honorable mention in for, you ready for this? You ready for this? Rush. That's right. I like Rush.
I like Rush.
I like the
Canadian.
I can
get down with some Rush.
The Canadian rockers. Yeah. That would be, huh? Rush! Bill, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Weddington in the stands. There he is. From the 90s. Well, I assume being the Canadian. Yes, of course. Oh, okay.
Nice.
Big. So I'm at the United Center. Are they going to get back together? I mean, like, they've been down since Neil Peart. So, yeah. No. Oh, man. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Bill Wennington once again. This is the afternoon show of Spiegel and Holmes. It's Rami Maclow.
Did you give your four? I know we got to go to break.
You know what? I'm going to go Pearl Jam. You ready? Nirvana. Give me Led Zeppelin. And just for the hell of it, because I've just been listening to them a lot lately, I'll take my Blink 182 collection as well.
Okay.
So there you go. How about that for a little bit of spice?
I almost had a little
bit of spice for you right there.
I almost had to throw fish in there.
Oh, a little bounce around the room just a little bit.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. We're at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. Come on by. Say hi to me, Mark Grody, him, Rami Maclow, and Bill Wennington is even in the house here on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The King of Pop is a musician. I love his work. The other things, not so much. Allegedly.
Very important word in our world, isn't it? Allegedly. That farmer right there, love it. Mark Grody, Rami Maclow.
Just throwing allegedly on the end of anything, it makes it all right.
It does. You're right. It legitimizes things, yeah. I suppose. Did I say that right? We are at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I am really looking forward to what we got coming up next.
Same.
It's a score guy. It's a Rami Maclow guy.
My good buddy.
He's your good buddy.
Yes,
you
sir.
Guys work together. You hang out together. Bart Winkler, who is a national host on the Infinity Sports Talk Network. And he's going to be joining us here at the top of the hour. Let me let you know, too, that you should download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500 and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. So We're going to have him straighten everything out that's going on in the NBA with Giannis, because he's a big Milwaukee guy.
He is.
If you've never heard the Bart Winkler segments, he straightens us out when it comes to what's going down in Milwaukee. Will Giannis maintain love in Milwaukee? Will he stay in Milwaukee? You know he's got the love. Is that going to happen? What the hell is going on with Aaron Rodgers? I'd like to think that Bart's one of the signature talkers.
He's always got Aaron Rodgers
always
thoughts.
Got Aaron always Rodgers got Aaron thoughts. Rodgers so that's thoughts. Just a little piece. That's just a little piece for you to think about until we come back out here at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.